Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Political leaders make last-ditch efforts to woo voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning to end this evening. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah promises to send all infiltrators back if BJP comes to power in West Bengal. Over 27 lakh voters found ineligible under special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. Centre doubles daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders to migrant labourers. Supreme Court begins hearing on women's entry in religious places, including Sabarimala. West Asia conflict intensifies as Israel carries out strikes on energy infrastructure of Iran. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Mumbai Indians in Guwahati this evening. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry will end this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties are making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said today that all infiltrators will be sent back if the BJP comes to power in West Bengal. Addressing an election rally in Assam's Patharkandi, Mr. Shah alleged that Congress gave shelter to infiltrators in Assam's Barak Valley.
This land is ours. These infiltrators are taking away the employment of our youth. They are taking a share of poor people's rice and paddy fields. They are taking away the labor of the tea garden workers. We will not let this happen. Bharatiya Janata Party will do the work of taking infiltrators out of the country.
Bharatiya Janata Party karegi.
He alleged that the Congress neglected Assam's Barak Valley and did nothing for its development. He said BJP's vision for Assam is to transform the state and bringing it at par with other developed regions of the country. He said Assam would reach new heights of development in the coming 5 years. He listed out initiatives undertaken by the BJP government, including the distribution of land patta to eligible beneficiaries and the construction of a medical college in Siribhumi. Mr. Shah assured that Silchar would be developed so that people would not have to depend on Guwahati for essential services. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, addressing a press conference in Guwahati, came down heavily on BJP leader and Chief Minister of Assam, Himanta Biswa Sarma, alleging that he is working only for his family's development. He said the centre must probe into allegations of Himanta's wife possessing assets abroad and having passports of three countries. He also said Assam's son Zubin did not get justice.
Assam's son, Zubin, has not received justice. Instead of establishing a fast-track court promptly, it was constituted only after 6 months. It is unclear whom this delay was intended to protect. Once our government is formed, we are committed to delivering justice within 100 days and ensuring that the perpetrators are duly punished.
In Puducherry, with only a few hours remaining before the curtain falls on campaigning, the Union Territory is witnessing a flurry of political activity. Parties are crisscrossing constituencies in a final push to win the support of voters. More from our correspondent.
As campaigning draws to a close this evening, parties are pulling out all stops to consolidate support and win over voters. Campaigning will conclude at 6 p.m. today, after which no form of canvassing will be permitted. The Election Commission has directed all parties to ensure that non-local campaigners leave the constituencies immediately after the campaign period ends. Following the mandatory silence period, Puducherry will go to the polls on Thursday along with Kerala and Assam. Bibinastad, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
Campaigning for the assembly elections in Kerala will culminate this evening. We have more from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
All the 140 assembly constituencies in Kerala are busy with small rallies and announcements as public campaigning comes to an end at 6 p.m. today. At the same time, tight security arrangements have been made across Kerala. A total of 160 teams of central police have been deployed in addition to the state police. BJP leader and Union Minister of State Suresh Gopi is attending programs in Palakkad, while BJP leader K. Annamalai is in Manjeshwaram. CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is attending programs in his constituency. constituency, Dharmadam. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby is campaigning in Kollam. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is attending programs in Wayanad, while Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy is taking part in road shows in Thiruvananthapuram and Alappuzha districts. Midhi M. Palluriti, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible as the Election Commission released the full list of voters under judicial review under the special intensive revision of the electoral roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 7,600 nominations are under scrutiny today. Nominations are being cleared after verification of the details and are being updated on the website. A report from our correspondent.
With just 14 more days to go for the campaigning to end for the single-phase elections, star campaigners are on electioneering trail across the state. Chief ministers, union ministers, members of parliament are all crisscrossing the state for electioneering. Colorful roadshows with display of flags and beating of drums and folk dances never fail to bring the air of celebration for the festival of democracy. Thousands of onlookers and party workers throng the roads to get a glimpse of their leaders. The social media reels continue with sarcasm and assurances to appeal to the young and first-time voters. Joy, Akashvani, reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant labourers across states. Secretary of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to chief secretaries of all states and union territories in this regard. He said these 5 kg LPG cylinders will be made available to state governments and their food and civil supplies departments for supplying only to migrant labourers in their state with the support of oil marketing companies. A 9-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court today commenced hearing petitions concerning alleged discrimination against women at religious places, including the Sabarimala temple, and the scope of religious freedom across faiths. Ahead of the hearing, the centre submitted written arguments urging the apex court to uphold restrictions on the entry of women of menstruating age into the Sabarimala temple. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said the true strength of a nation lies in the knowledge, values and capabilities of its people. He said institutions like IGNU are playing a key role in strengthening the national skill ecosystem through their regional centres by providing vocational certification and skill training. The Vice President added that such efforts will help India achieve the goal of becoming a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the 39th convocation ceremony of IGNU held in New Delhi, Mr. Radhakrishnan said the Indira Gandhi National Open University, IGNU, has made the country proud by connecting the entire nation through accessible education and transforming the learning landscape.
Indira Gandhi National Open University stands for one powerful idea that education must be easily available to all. It should not be limited to a privileged few. Yes, everybody should learn to their capacity, but everybody should learn at least the minimum. The Open University has played a transformative role in taking higher education to the people.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that ensuring food security and increasing farmers' income are the government's top priorities. The union minister was addressing the regional agriculture conference held in Jaipur today. He said concrete and multidimensional efforts are being made to strengthen the agriculture sector.
Anaj, phal, sabjiyan, doodh.
Our three goals are to ensure the agricultural security of one country, to keep the food storage full, and to increase the income of farmers to improve their living standards. And third, to provide nutrition to the people of India and the world.
In our ongoing series on constituency profiles today, we take a look at the Jagi Road constituency in Assam's Morigaon district. Polling in the state is scheduled to be held in a single phase for all 126 Legislative Assembly constituencies on Thursday. More from our correspondent.
Our Zagirot Legislative Assembly constituency is one of the 126 constituencies of Assam, with polling scheduled to be held on 9th April. Zagirot is a key constituency in Morigaon district and it is predominantly a rural area. In the current assembly election, two candidates are in the fray. State Cabinet Minister Piyush Hazarika is pitted against the Congress candidate Bubul Das. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Zagirot Legislative Assembly constituency has witnessed changes in its geographical boundaries and voter composition. According to the Election Commission of India, the constituency has about 251,000 voters. Of these, more than 125,000 are male voters, over 126,000 are female voters, and 2 are registered as transgender voters. Polling will take place across 335 polling stations. In the 2021 assembly election, a total of 4 candidates contested from the seat. The seat was won by BJP's Piyush Hazarika. Aminul Sardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Assam police today conducted searches at Congress leader Pawan Khera's residence in New Delhi. The searches came after Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma's wife, Riniki Bhuyan Sarma, lodged an FIR against Mr. Khera. During a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Khera had claimed that Riniki Bhuyan holds 3 passports. Talking to reporters after the search, DCP of Assam Police, Dr. Devajit Nath, said that Mr. Khera was not present in the house and they have seized some incriminating documents from his house. The birth anniversary of the 9th Guru, Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, was celebrated with much reverence and devotion at Gurudwara Guru Ke Mahal, the birthplace of the Guru in Amritsar. A religious procession was taken out from the Akal Takht in Sri Harmandir Sahib for Gurudwara Guru Ke Mahal yesterday. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann have paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion. Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman is arriving in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. During his visit, Mr. Rahman will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. Tensions across West Asia are rising further as Israel carried out strikes on energy infrastructure of Iran yesterday. Israel attacked Iran's South Pars gas field in Asaluye, the country's largest gas facility. The development has raised fears of retaliation and possible disruption to global energy supplies. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed 3rd on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in 6th position. Royal challengers Bengaluru occupy the 2nd spot. Meanwhile, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings was abandoned due to rain at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded from early losses and were trading about 0.3% higher in the afternoon session today. The Sensex gained 186 points to 74,293, while the Nifty added 60 points to 23,029 when reports last came in. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast widespread rainfall activity over northeast India, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir adjoining Punjab for the next 3 days. IMD also noted isolated rainfall activity over Uttarakhand and adjoining plains of western Himalayan region, central India, Odisha and coastal Andhra Pradesh for 3 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political leaders make last-ditch efforts to woo voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning to end this evening. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah promises to send all infiltrators back if BJP comes to power in West Bengal. Over 27 lakh voters found ineligible under special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. Centre doubles daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders to migrant labourers. Supreme Court begins hearing on women's entry in religious places, including Sabarimala. West Asia conflict intensifies as Israel carries out strikes on energy infrastructure of Iran. And with that, we end the midday news.